Hello?
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from National Opinion Surveys. Okay, I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I'm speaking with Charles Johnson.
You are. How long is the survey?
Okay, the survey takes about maybe 8 to 10 minutes, sir.
Okay. Let's see. I might be called away, but let's give it a go.
Okay. All right, sir. And okay, does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, and are you 21 and older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be a definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will probably not vote?
Definitely will.
Okay. All right, sir. Are you Hispanic or Latino or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. All right, sir. And just for qualification purposes, what is your race?
Black.
Okay. Thank you. All right, sir. And just for qualification purposes for the survey, what is your age?
43.
Okay. All right. Okay. Now I'm gonna read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. Okay. For each, I want you to rate me on a scale from 0 to 10. How important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on that? Use 10 if it's the most important. Use 5 if somewhat important. And use 0 if it isn't important. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Okay. The first one will be making college more affordable.
Sorry, just a quick question. I can reuse the numbers. It's not like just one number each. I'm not ranking them. It's just
from 0 to 10. You can use any number, depending how you feel.
College more affordable. Right on.
Yes, making college more affordable from 0 to 10.
Probably 7.
7. Okay. Reducing substance abuse in our communities.
Six.
Improving K through 12 education.
Improving it. Again, I'll go 7.
7. Okay. And what, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Oh, yeah. Let's go up to 9 for that.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, sir, and now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think the things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
Getting better, worse, or staying the same for black people specifically, you said?
Yes. That's a race relations. Race relations.
Yeah. No, I'll say getting better overall.
Getting better, okay. All right, sir, and do you believe that health outcomes in general, you know, in the African community, African-American community, are better, worse, or about the same as, you know, in white communities?
Health outcomes?
Yes, health outcomes.
They are worse.
Worse, okay. All right, and which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African-American community? You can select up to 2 choices, okay? The first one would be opioid and fentanyl, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, cigarettes, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, vaping, alcohol, or marijuana and other cannabis products.
You said pick 2 out of those?
Yes, to be the most, they're having most negative impact in African community, African American.
Yeah, I would say, right on. Yeah, so smoking for sure, and
smoking cigarettes?
Yeah, sorry, smoking cigarettes.
Okay.
Cigarettes, smoking. And I can't remember one of the other ones. I'm sorry.
Opioid and fentanyl, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, vaping, alcohol, and marijuana and other